Hi everyone, this is Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen. This show's for anyone who longs to take charge of their life, to create more success, accomplish their dreams, and to live in inspiring ways to be powerfully visible and visibly powerful. I'll be sharing stories with you from my own career and experiences, from leading engineering teams for the last 20 years, and also from interactions I have been blessed to have with people I've met from around the world. I want to give you the tools, techniques, strategies, and inspiration so you can be the best you. You can achieve the success you desire, personally and professionally. Being authentic, confident, and empowered are the keys to success and the life that you want. You can have the courage to be seen. Hi, I'm Sherry Clark, and welcome to my podcast, Courage to be Seen. I'm excited that you're here with me today because, you know, at this time of the year, it's the perfect time for us to take and do a little bit of reflection on how this year went, and then how are we going to set up so we can have 2020 be your best year yet. Now, you might be the type of person that, you know, loves the new year. It has, you know, lots of energy. It's an opportunity to kind of, you know, turn the slate and start over. And so you want to, you know, set a lot of New Year's resolutions and get going. Or you might be the type of person that says, you know, New Year's resolutions never come true. I never bother setting them. I just don't believe in it. You know, right now, it doesn't really matter which type of person that you are. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past, but I want you to commit. Commit some time to yourself. Commit that you could, if you want to, make 2020 your best year yet. You know, and I really do find it interesting, the amount of opinions when you talk to people around New Year's resolutions or setting goals. You know, New Year's resolutions really only are goals, but because they're at this time of the year, the end of December, you know, early January, that we say, let's call them New Year's resolutions. And 60% of people will say that they set New Year's resolutions. However, only 8% of people are successful achieving whatever those resolutions are. You know, that's not good statistics. And you could say for a variety of reasons, you know, what that might be. Maybe it could surprise you. And maybe it doesn't surprise you at all. And maybe that's the reason why you don't set your New Year's resolutions. And I think some of it has to do with when we come up on the new year, everyone is setting New Year's resolutions. And so we don't actually take any time to think about, you know, what they really should be. We don't take as much time to set New Year's resolutions as we would goals at other times of the year, or other significant ventures in your life. That they're more like hopes and dreams and wishes. In fact, over half of the New Year's resolutions that are set fail before the end of January. That is not good, and that's not what we want for you. That we want to make the best year yet. So we need to find a way, you know, so we can set New Year's resolutions in a way, set the goals so you can be successful in 2020. That so it might sound impossible now, but by the end of this show, that I will give you a formula so you can go out and set your own goals, your own New Year's resolutions, and make success, you know, a reality for you going forward. In 2019, the most common 10 New Year's resolutions were, number one, doesn't surprise you at all. It was to diet or eat better. I think that's the majority of people every year say, well, I'm going to eat better here this next year. So that probably doesn't surprise you at all. It's probably the one of the ones that is most likely to fail because people don't put a plan in place. The second one is exercise. And third one is lose weight. The fourth most common 2019 New Year's resolution was to save more and spend less. You know, I'd say actually this was one of my New Year's resolutions last year, not so much more on saving more and spending less, but really setting up a concrete plan for retirement. I've been saving for retirement, like in 401k for years, but really to have a plan around it. That was my New Year's resolution. Number five, most common New Year's resolution for 2019 was to learn a new skill or start a new hobby. Number six, to quit smoking. Number seven, I found interesting, was actually to read more. A lot of people actually want to have a New Year's resolution to read more. Number eight was to find another job. Number nine, drink less alcohol. And number 10, to spend more time with friends and family. So did you set New Year's resolutions for 2019? If you did, were they in line with this list of people that were pulled at the beginning of last year? And were your New Year's resolutions, were any of them successful? Probably not all of them, but were any of them? I also want to know, when you think back, do you set the same list every year or very slight changes, you know, from one year to the next? Or do you actually go out and as you're setting your New Year's resolutions, start from scratch and have a complete new list? Depending on if you are just recycling your New Year's resolutions every year, if every year you're saying, well, it's just, I want to lose weight and it never changes, the chances you're probably going to fail again because you never really took the time to put a plan in place. And it probably wasn't very important to you. So I'm not going to tell you though that I was successful in every single one of my goals for 2019. But I was successful with some. And I want you to be successful with goals that you set in your life. I do know the one goal or the multiple goals that I was successful with, I definitely set up an action plan and I worked on them. And I can tell you now in December how well I met my goals I set in January because I'm still working on them and I've worked on them all year long. The ones that I'm not working on are not ones that I've been very successful with. But the goals that I put an action plan and I reviewed it on a regular basis, I don't even have to look up what they were because I know because I'm still working on them. And those are the ones I made the most progress on. And so that's what we want to do for you. And you might not like it, you know, might not like to be told that I have to set goals. But if you don't set goals for your life, then who will? If you're not working towards something and working towards the things that you want to in your life, you're really just working on things that other people dictate. You're working towards other people's goals or what they want in life. So you want to take the time and make sure that you're driving to what you want to achieve and not just kind of what you get left with working towards someone else's goals. Now, when it comes to goals, there are a lot of different philosophies on kind of how you should set your goals. And I don't actually know if I have like a favorite, if there's one way I definitely recommend, because I think different people, you know, have different goals and different personalities. And so you'd really have to try different things and figure out what works for you. The first one is, you know, achievements. I think this is the easiest and this is probably where everybody starts. So you set up, you know, what are the things that you want to achieve in your life? You want to achieve this year. They're easy to measure because they're actually accomplishing, you know, something like maybe you want to run a mile in a certain amount of time or lift a certain amount of weight, or you want to get a promotion or you want to receive an award, but something that you actually achieve. So you do it and you achieve it and you can say yes or no, did you accomplish it or not? These are probably, like I said, the most easiest to understand. However, when a lot of people, you know, don't achieve it, doesn't necessarily mean you completely failed, because if you made progress or maybe even the achievement, you wanted to change it, you know, so you still worked towards your goal and made a lot of progress, you still could have been very successful. I think that turns some people off to having achievement goals. And so then people start to think of, okay, maybe I need to look at this a little different and have different types of goals. So another way that you can set goals is around feelings. And how do you want to feel? You can't measure these type of goals nearly as easily. You can't necessarily say, did you accomplish it or not? So it doesn't have that kind of, you know, black and white or red and green kind of scale that an achievement goal can have. However, it might be a little more maybe holistic or what you're actually trying to look for when you think about goals for the year. So if you've never tried to set feeling goals, you know, I recommend it. You know, maybe you want to feel more joy in your life. Maybe you want to feel more love or connection to others. And then you could think, well, what would I need to do to have more connection in my life? Maybe you want to be more relaxed. And so these are all kind of goals that you can set. So you can think of how you're living your life and then what are your actions need to be so you could feel these type of goals. And then the last type of goal that you might want to think about is, what do you want to experience? So it's maybe not achieve, but maybe it's things in your life that you want to experience. And so I think even through the holidays, you know, a lot of people are thinking that you should give gifts of experiences rather than just give gifts of material goods, you know, for people to open. So think about, you know, when you think about goals, are there things that you would like to experience in your life? Maybe not necessarily achieve, but you just want to have that opportunity to experience it. And that might be something that is easier for you to work towards and meet rather than such hard and concrete goals like achievements. But I don't know what's the best for you. I would say I like a mix. I like to have some things that, you know, I'm working towards achieving. Like at CrossFit, I have a couple things that, you know, very firmly I want to achieve. There's some things I want to feel, and I want to work towards, you know, make sure I'm balancing kind of my mental side of life, and that has to do with feelings. And then there's definitely things in life that I want to experience. So it could be a whole mixture of the different goals. But if you never set the different types, I recommend that you take some time and you try that. So a goal properly set is halfway reached. Zig Ziglar said this, and I think it's important that you actually, you know, set the goal and set it well. And so let's start with our goal setting and New Year's resolution process by kind of fast forwarding and stepping forward in time. Let's pretend it's December 2020, and let's look back on the year, and I want you to journal and write down, like, if you had the best year yet, the best year of your life, what would it look like? What would you have done? What would you have accomplished? Where would you go? You know, write it down, take some time and just pretend that you're now not writing, you know, what have you accomplished in 2019? I want you to write down, in 2020, I accomplished, and then start writing and just journal and dream a little bit. You can think about, you know, what happened in your career, where do you live? Maybe it's the same place, maybe it's someplace different. Are there any changes to your family? You know, did you have a kid? For me, my son, you know, went to college this year, but, you know, what about your family this year? Friends, health, exercise, financially, where are you at? You know, just from an overall standpoint in terms of reaching goals. How about from a personal development? How do you feel? You know, let's go back to the feelings, the experiences, the accomplishments. Did you travel? Did you want a promotion? Maybe you wanted to finish writing a book or run a marathon. But take time. Really just pretend for a moment. 2020 was your best year yet. And what did it look like? I'm not sure what you would need to do to have it say it was your best year yet. It definitely is probably different than mine. And so while you're dreaming and you write it down, there's some things you may not be able to control, you know, and actually make all the things happen. I know, you know, we're planning to go watch the Olympic trials in swimming in June of 2020. So, you know, if I look back on 2020, I would say my son was swimming in there. Now, is he going to make it to the trials? I don't know. He has to swim a little faster. I can't control that, but I know I can go watch the trials. So I will control what I can. And we'll let him control what he can. So you write though for your year. You know, what is your best year yet? What does it look like 1 year from now? The next step that we want to do when we're trying to set, you know, goals and good New Year's resolutions is we want to take some time to learn about the past. I want you to take some time and reflect on 2019. You know, Albert Einstein says the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. You know, we can't change the past. And I don't want you to beat yourself up on saying, you know, did I pass? Did I fail based on what happened last year? But I do want you to be honest with yourself. Take some time and see what kind of lessons you can learn as you do a reflection on what you did and didn't accomplish in 2019. Those are clues to how you can make 2020 your best year yet. So don't judge yourself. Just try to take a chance to learn, you know, what works and what doesn't. So write down. So continue your journaling. Now let's take, you know, reflection of 2019. What were the highlights of your year? You know, what are you proud of? So what did you accomplish? Then take some time and write down, you know, what didn't go quite as well as you wanted it to. What can you do differently about those things as you go forward? There's all kinds of reasons why your original goals that you don't accomplish them. And we want to learn from that. Then take some time to think about, you know, what did you want to do but didn't get a chance to? Now, some things may no longer apply. You know, things might have changed and that goal that you thought was going to be so important just isn't. And so that's fine. So you can just leave it behind. But some things maybe you really did want to do, but you never started to implement it. So you kind of forgot about it or just never got prioritized. From an overall standpoint, how would you feel? How would you say you feel about the year? Was it successful? Was it disappointing? Maybe it was mixed. Maybe it started out strong and then you kind of coasted in towards the end. How do you feel about yourself? This is a tough one sometimes to admit of, you know, how we feel towards ourselves. Sometimes we don't even think about. We just kind of go through life on autopilot and we don't say, you know, everyone says, well, you should love yourself. Well, that's actually really hard to do. Some people hate themselves. That's not very good either. You know, in what things have you said, you know, in what ways have you changed? In what ways have you grown? I want you to document, you know, all these things in 2019. You know, when you're thinking about it, the five areas I always say that you should make sure to cover is your career, health, financial, friends and family, and personal growth. So as we think about what you did in 2019, make sure you cover those five topics and write down the good, the bad, what you wish would do differently. And you can be honest that some things do change, right? I had some definite like physical exercise goals that I wanted to accomplish. And I've been dealing with this health issue for the last couple months. And it's really having to change, you know, what I can do from an exercise standpoint right now. And so those exercise goals aren't quite as important as they were until I can get through some of this health issue that I have to, you know, be realistic in terms of how much of my time I can spend exercising right now and how much weights I can lift. And so those goals just kind of go on the back burner. And so just document that. It's not right or wrong. It's not good or bad. It kind of just is. And then that's what we deal with in life. So don't beat yourself up as you do this, but be as truthful as you can. And that way you know, as we set goals for next year, they can be the best that they can be. If you have a list of resolutions that you set at the beginning of the year, you can find out that original document. This is the time to pull it out and compare it to what you just wrote in terms of your reflection. Do you even remember what those goals were? Like I said, I can tell you what my retirement goal was and what I wanted to accomplish this year because my husband and I have been reviewing it and reflecting on it every month. I don't need to pull out what I did last January. But some other areas of my life, I have to admit, I don't really remember if I set goals or what the goal was. And so then you do want to pull it out and see how important it was or wasn't. You know, probably if I don't remember it, I didn't accomplish it either. So then the next step, right? We started with setting up kind of like, what would a dream year look like? Then we did some reflection on 2019. So the next step is you have to make a plan for 2020. And so with that vision of the perfect year in mind, I want you to start to actually write out goals for 2020. And I want you to kind of use the framework of the five areas that I mentioned earlier. You should at minimum have one goal for career, health, financial, family and friends, and personal growth. And when I say a health goal, you know, I include in that like your mental health, your spiritual health, you know, exercise, diet, you know, all that kind of thing, very kind of encompassing into health. So at minimum, you should have like five goals for a whole year. Some people may want to have five goals for each section, and that's perfectly okay. Maybe you want to have one achievement goal, one feeling goal, and one experience for each section. So figure out what works for you, but at minimum, you want to have at least five goals. And so that way you can kind of cover and make sure your goals are well-rounded around career, health, finance, family and friends, and personal growth. And I want you to write them down. You're more likely to achieve something when you write it down. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're driving, don't write them down right now. But make sure when you stop, either right away when you stop or listen to this again, you know, when you get a chance, so you get a reminder. But make sure you actually write your goals down. Now, you may have a goal. Like if you think about my retirement goal that I keep picking up, you know, I'm not retiring in 2020. At least, well, I don't think I am. It's a longer term goal, right? And I know it's a longer term goal. And so that's totally fine to have long-term goals, but you want to then divide it up into what piece can you accomplish in 2020? So while my retirement goal might be long-term, I know what my goal is for the next year. So I recommend that you do the same thing. Go ahead and set long-term goals if you need, but then also write down a 2020 goal that will help you along that path to what you want to accomplish long-term. So now I want you to take for each area at least one of your goals. I said at minimum, I want you to have five goals. So I want you to set up five action plans. If you have more goals than that, you can figure out do they all need action plans right now or not. But at minimum, I want you to do for each one for career, one for health, one for finance, one for family and friends, one for personal growth. I want you to take that goal and then say, what could I do ideally today? Maybe it's this week to set this goal in motion. You have to set an action plan. You have to get something started. Otherwise, it's just words on paper. So for my retirement goal, what was my very first thing I did to get that started? Now, I've been saving for years, right? Ever since my very first, day at work, out of college, you know, I signed up 401k. So it's not like, you know, saving for retirement was having to start from scratch. But for this particular goal, I needed an action plan. My action plan was I set up a dashboard. I brought in all of our accounts the amounts, et cetera. But I put it in one common dashboard for my husband and I. But that's something I could do, in under an hour, and I could do it today. And I want you to do the same thing. Find something towards your goal to get it in motion so you could actually start working on it right now. Then you want to set up, what is your review plan? So on a retirement goal, we review it at the end of every month. You want to review it on a regular basis. It could be daily, weekly, monthly, occasionally quarterly, but I think on annual goals to do it quarterly probably isn't enough review. So I really would recommend at least, monthly at the longest. And then that way, when you review it, you can say, hey, do I need to make any changes? And you can then put those changes into action, and then you can keep going to work towards your goals. And then you can make modifications, just as needed from an overall goal standpoint. So let me, summarize kind of what we talked about today. First of all, I want you to dream a little bit. Write out as if it was, 1 year from today. What would an ideal, 2020 look like? What have you accomplished? What have you done that it was your best year yet? What does that look like? Second, I want you to do some reflection on 2019. Be honest with yourself. What did you accomplish? Where did you fall short? Where would you wish that you could do something differently? Use this to help you develop good action plans for 2020 so you can accomplish more. Then write out your goals for 2020. Make sure you have one for career, one for something health related, one for finance, your family and friends, and lastly, personal growth. And then the fourth step is you have to have an action plan. This is the key, right? If 50% of New Year's resolutions fail before the end of January, you don't want that to be you. You want to make sure that you have an action plan that you put in place, steps that you can start today. Do something today. I say this over and over again because it's so valuable and it's so not done. Getting started is the hardest part. So if you can do something to put it in action, then you will be able to say at the end of 2020, this was your best year yet. I hope you find this useful. As we go into the holidays, we get so busy. We need to take some time to reflect and set up that we can have a good new year. If you wait too long, it doesn't have to be, in January. You could just set a date. If you're not listening to this towards the end of January, good. Maybe February 1st is the date that you use to set your New Year's resolutions or your goals. I know some people like to use March 1st. So that way it's kind of taken one quarter, after the new year. Doesn't really matter when in the year that we do it, but you want to set goals. You want to put action plans in place so you can use that to go forward. So I wish you a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's. I want to remind you that you can only be yourselves. And by embracing all of myself, that I have found the courage to be seen. I've created so much more joy in my life. I invite you to check out my website, couragetobeseen.com. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe so you can get notified when all the new episodes come out. And I look Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you've been inspired to take action on at least one thing starting today. To learn more, check out couragetobeseen.com. There you'll find my blog and additional resources, including you can download a copy of 10 Ways to Live a More Courageous Life. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you tune in next time to learn additional ways to have the courage to be seen in your own life. Look forward to hearing from you soon.